So, like, Skrillex is cool again. That was like a shift in the paradigm. That's finishing off that set, Skrillex, with Hamdi, Taichu, Afea. I mispronounced all those, I bet. But that was a song called Push. My name is Mona. I'm getting out of here, but not without the help of my friends, Bucci and Jim the Poet.
Mostly Bucci, though. I must stress that
almost
it's
entirely
mostly,
Bucci.
Almost entirely Bucci. But yeah.
Bucci, hey, Mona. How do you like your new time slot?
Well, I don't know yet, Mona. I'll tell you at the end of this hour.
He was a little drunk during his old time slot this week. He called in and things got a little out of hand. But
well, I was very hurt by the fact that you jumped in my grave.
I stabbed him in the back. You know, I went around up the back stairs to Ken's office and demanded that Tuesdays at 6 p.m. become the
well, that's
show.
All in the past.
No, that's literally still happening right now.
How did you like your new time slot?
Oh, it's wonderful.
God,
it's unbelievable.
We're talking about Jim the Poet's time
ideal.
Slot now? What is going on?
It's a great time slot, I must say.
Wow. Well, welcome to the neighborhood.
I'm so happy to be following you, Mona.
Friday is such a joyous day. Everybody's in a good mood.
Yeah. It's going to get radical in here.
Yeah. I can't wait. Dude, what's your topic today?
What? Let's save that for
Oh, really? It's a surprise.
I shan't say.
I don't know. It's in the vault. He has to open the vault.
Yeah.
Can't leak it.
Let's not talk
3
about,
minutes
I don't
early.
Think we can say leak on the air,
what?
Actually.
Hit the button there. Just hit the button.
Should
just
I go
case.
Back? Yeah. Just erase?
Yeah. No. Can we hit the button? It's probably too late now.
It's too late now. It's gone. It's out there.
What station are we listening to? Do you want to do the legal ID?
Yeah. I know what we're listening to. Let me guess, actually. Is it WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org? Is that right?
That was really well.
That's it?
Really good.
I have it tattooed on my vocal cords.
You can stay. We will allow you to do the show now.
Oh,
that you...
Mona. Mona.
Do you have any parting words of wisdom for me as I head out on my weekend?
Well, Mona, you're such a pro. I could only hope to, give you some inspiration someday.
Oh, you do. But you do, Blanche.
I would start wearing more hats.
Thank you. And Jim, do you have any advice for me?
Just keep being Mona. That's what makes everybody happy here
Namaste.
On Fridays.
Yeah. Namaste.
Namaste to you.
Namaste.
Okay, you have 30 seconds, Bucci. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for your show?
Let me get up. Yeah,
get up.
Already.
It's time. All right. Be nice to Bucci. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back same time, same place next week with a special guest, Diamanda Galas. Email me your questions, mona@mute.com. Toodles, my noodles.
Don't say that. That's
okay,
my noodle.
Okay.
Don't say that.
Never again. Go, Bucci, go.
Me?
Yeah, go. It's your turn.
Hold on, just texting. There's one thing about...
Bucci.
And you know I'm on the phone. Texting. Way too short. Hold on. I've grown since the last time I've done this show. Let me close the door. I want to let the door wide open. There's all sorts of flies getting in and Jim the Poet. All right, here we go. Oh my God. Still getting ready. I got to plug in my aux cable. I got to plug in my aux cable. That's a nice reverb. Just getting in a couple more texts. Forget it. Hey. Well. It's Bucci.
Bucci.
Let's get it started. Nice big can of like banana smoothie mixed with water. A lot of water. It's quite thin, this smoothie. Almost too thin, but on the edge of too thin and just right. But it is delicious. Like I said, this is Bucci.
Hernia status is...
No. Look, I'll just get it out of my way. People who maybe don't know, I got this hernia. It's the size of a CD. It's kind of the size as a CD. And it's a problem, but I don't want to talk about that right now too much. So, hey, it's a new time slot. It's Friday Night Booch, as people are already calling it. Four people. I hear him milling. I hear him muttering. Oh, I can't wait to turn into Friday Night Booch. Or Booch with Friday. Booch. What do they say? Booch on every summer Friday nights. Something like that. Still working out, though, the title of Boochie. Night Fridays with Boochie. Yeah, that sounds good. So I really hope... welcome. Did I say that? I don't know. So welcome. Go down. This music. It sounds like the music wants to be Bucci. But it can't. It can only be Depeche Mode. So I really hope you folks out there are salivating at the prospect of listening to Bucci this summer, this whole summer. Ken said people are.
Ken promised.
That's what he promised. And he said, actually, that he received some saliva in the mail for me. Weird, but I'll take it. Ever get an envelope of saliva? Crickets. But this is going to be a fun... This is going to be... We're going to have fun. No question mark. But I do, of course, know... I have to acknowledge that I have a lot to live up to. Taking the slot that Stashu has been in. Stashu in her polka explosion show, Dance With Me Stanley. But she's taking a little break. But she's the best, obviously. Her show is... Hold on, let me check. Also the best, perfect radio show, as you all know, probably know. Hilarious, with a heart of an accordion, if you can imagine such a thing. And I just hope I can fill her shoes. I hope I can squish my arms into her opera gloves. That's going to be tricky because Bucci's arms are huge, but I'm going to try. I'm going to squeeze my arms into her into her elbow-length opera gloves. And I hope I'm successful. And, you know, frankly, I'm always going to have the ghost of Stashi floating over my shoulder. Like, her presence, I can feel, it's like, is like right over there. Oh, there it is. There it is. You hear it? Stashu, am I doing a good job? Am I doing a good job, Stashu? Yeah, you're doing a great job! Oh, thanks so much! Great, I'm glad. Okay, that's enough. Sorry, the ghost of Stashu. You gotta step back, let Bucci cook. So, what are we gonna talk about? What are we gonna do? What are we gonna talk about? No! Ghost of Stashu. I put one thought into what I'm gonna do to this show, on this show, not to this show. And I guess I kind of wanted to talk about a couple of things. Well, you know, it's summer. I hope everyone's experiencing summer. And if you're not, don't worry, it'll be there soon. If you're in, you know, I don't know, Vietnam or Nam, maybe it's not, I don't know. I don't ask me about the sun and its progress across the sky. Is that a Bucci adage? Is it?
Bucci.
Yeah.
Adage.
Yes. First one of the Friday. So, you know, I was, you know, I went down to the shore already. I can't wait to stick my feet in the sand up to the knee. And I love that feeling, that hot, hot feeling around the knees. And then it gets cooler as you go down to the feet. I don't want to keep talking about that. So I was at the beach, and I was with my recent wife, and my nieces, recent nieces. And we were hanging out, and we all brought our beach books, and we all brought our beach books. That's what we brought. There's no other word for what we brought. Our sandwiches, roast beef, loose. So my nieces brought this book, and it is, I don't know if you've heard of it. Do you know, and I'm talking to you. Do you know the book, I Knew an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly? Do you know that book? I'm going over to the chat at WFMU.org, the chat of the old friend of Bucci, and they're clueless. So people who don't know, grown up in a cave or in the chat, I Knew an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly is a children's book about an old lady who swallowed a fly. And it's a classic book, and this is what my nieces were reading. They were just obsessed with it. And I don't know. So in case you don't know, it begins something like, I knew an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. Nah. And then after that, she swallows a bunch of other stuff. And the whole point of swallowing all the other stuff is to catch the thing that she last ate. So after the fly, she swallowed a spider that wiggled and trickled and sniggered inside her. And then she had to swallow a bird to catch the spider, and then she swallowed the spider to catch the fly until she was dead. And everything in her stomach was dead. Crazy. I mean, I don't like to pass judgment, but that's insane. It's, you know, I once watched a show about a poor woman who ate the stuffing in a couch cushion. Anyway, that they didn't make a book about that one. So, I just had forgotten about this book, so I was, you know, refreshing my memory. This book, you know, after doing a little research on it in the bathroom about 5 minutes before the show, This book or story, whatever it is, goes back like 70 years. No one knows who wrote it. You know, it might be one of those Black Plague rhymes. You know, I don't know why. Everything's a Black Plague song if you go back on a long enough timeline. No one knows who the author is, which is funny, hilarious, because a lot of people have gotten filthy rich printing and reprinting this book. But the first reference to it ever, I mean, at least in print, was in the 1940s. And apparently this is very weird. It was recited, not for children, but at a vaudeville hall for a bunch of sailors, army gentlemen, and maybe the Air Force. I don't think they had an Air Force in 1940. Wait. No, they did. So they, you know, they were reciting this book or, you know, whatever it was at the time to these sailors. And, man, they loved it, these sailors. They were pouring out of the restrooms to listen to it, laughing and laughing. Ha! You know, just laughing like fools. They didn't have David Sedaris back then, so this was their entertainment. Nightmare. And then the legend grew, and then they started printing it because they knew it was a moneymaker. And so I was sitting there, buried in the sand up to my knees, reading this book to my nieces. We're just relaxing on the beach. We don't need beach ambience. People can picture a beach, right? Yes. And these nieces of mine are 7 or 9, and they, you know, they, so what they did was, you know, they wanted me to read it. Read the, and then they cursed, read the book, Uncle Bucci. And I don't like to let them down. I do a lot, but I don't like it. So I read this thing to them. And then they said, Bucci, read it again. Read it again. Just one more. And then again and again and again. And I wanted to get on. I needed a tan. Especially on my legs, which it's always an uphill battle to get those legs tan. Which I'm not, that's a whole thing I'm not going to get into. But then it's just again and again and again. And I had to read this book about the old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. And they just love that damn old lady swallowing stuff. And my oldest niece, actually, she loves it so much that I last saw her about a few months ago. I saw her, and she had written the whole story on her arms. Like the whole thing, the whole book, up and down her arms, tiny, crazy writing, the whole thing. It was, actually, it was impressive. Weird. It was weird looking. She sort of looked like a memento man, but a memento man that only wanted to remember, I know an old lady who swallowed a fly. So, back to the beach. After reading this thing 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 times, she was getting sick of it. So I was saying it with, like, gritted teeth. She ate the mouse. She ate the mouse. What is, well, I mean, I don't even know. You know, this thing is getting so stale. What is she even eating? Mice, snakes, chipmunks? It's old. It's old. And that's what I came to the idea. This thing is old. It's played. It is played. Hasn't been updated in 80 years. And that's when I got the idea. And I said to my nieces, I got to get out of here. I got to go work on Bucci.
Bucci.
And then I thought, okay, that's what I'm going to do for the first show. So, tonight, as Billy Corgan said when asked when he was going to the Trump rally, tonight, we're going to write, I know a lady who swallowed a fly for our generation, the WFMU generation, and WNYC. Now, I'm not sure how successful this thing is going to be. It's tricky because there's like rhyming involved, and I spoke with I was talking to Scott Williams, WFMU's own Scott Williams, before the show, and he's like, "No way, this is going to work. Too much rhyming. WFMU listeners couldn't rhyme if you told them to or asked them to. But I disregarded that because I have faith in you. I have faith in you. Because I really want this thing rewritten. Then I can take it back to my nieces and go, here you go. Here's something to like. Not some musty old thing. This is a fresh new thing. So it's the same. We're going to stick with the old lady. But she's still going to be eating like a maniac. But she's going to be eating different things. You get me? We're going to do a whole new story, new things, objects, people, whatever she wants to eat. So people on the chat already are saying, I don't get it. I'm lost. Unbelievable. So I need another sip of this banana flavored water. So let's say it's a snake. So I know an old lady who swallowed a snake. Let's say we start with that. I don't think we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it, but let's just say. I know an old lady who swallowed a snake. Oh, great! She swallowed a snake. So that's the rhyme part. The second sentence has to rhyme with the first sentence. I know an old lady who swallowed a snake. Oh, great! She swallowed a snake. And then we go, we have to list all the things that she ate. So she swallowed the snake to bite the man. She swallowed the man to squish the bug. She swallowed the bug to bug the mafia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then we'll end it with, perhaps she'll die. So that's what we're going to do. Okay? That's it. That's the show. What's the old lady going to eat first? All right. Now I'm going to go over the chat and see if they've gotten it finally. They are saying a peach. I don't think they get it exactly. But okay, fine. All right. So this is the starting one. This is the starting sentence of the new, I knew an old lady who swallowed a, I almost cursed, fly. 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 So I know an old lady who swallowed a peach. Oh, what a treat, she swallowed a peach. Perhaps she'll die. Unlikely, because it's just a peach. But then, now, on the other side of this break, we're going to find out what eats the peach, and then what eats that thing, and more and more and more. Until the hour runs up. And then it's just going to end suddenly. And then Billy Jam's taken over. So, let's play a song. What song are we going to play? Let me check my stack of dusty 45s. Oh, here we go. Oh, all right, I know what we're going to play. Let's make sure everything's cued. All right. So, a lot of people, I'm sure, are asking themselves out loud or asking their loved one or liked one, you know, oh, it's Bucci. Where has Bucci been all my life? Someone who can please. That didn't start right. I got to get the whole sentence. I'm going to start. Okay. Where have you been all my life, Bucci? I've been everywhere. That's how you start a song. Someone who can please me, love me all night long. Everywhere, man, looking for you, babe. Looking for you, babe. Searching for you, babe. Where have you been? Cause I never see you. Well.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is.
It's kind of complicated. We're writing a new version of the story. I know an old lady who swallowed a fly.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music. Music.
Okay, and I think that song ended just about there. I know an old lady who swallowed Rihanna. It was Nirvana to swallow Rihanna. That was Rihanna. With her song, Where Have You Been, off the album Talk That Talk. I don't know the record label. Capitol, probably. So we got some calls. We are writing the new I Knew an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly. We started with Peach. So I knew an old lady who swallowed a peach. Oh, what a treat. She swallowed a peach. Now let's get this thing, capital T, started. Caller, you got Show Booch. Hello.
Booch, it's Bob Barth. How are you?
Double B. How you doing, Bob Barth?
Good.
Wait, is this WFM? Wait, Bob Barth, is this WFMU's Bob Barth?
Yes, it's very famous. I'm very, very famous.
I'm going to write that down.
WFMU's
very
Bob Barth.
Famous. Okay, great. And your show is what again? What was it again? Is it called?
It's called Bob Barth's One Night Stand.
That's right.
Premiering every Thursday evening. On WFM.
Okay, that's enough. That's seriously enough. That's enough plugging of your show. Shameless plugging, Bob Barth.
I could do it slower.
No. Do it. Don't do it. So, Bob, what is the next? So, what does the old lady eat next? Is that a Bucci adage? No, it's not. Bob, what do you think the old lady should eat next? And then remember, it has to rhyme. You have to come up with a little rhyme. What do you got?
Here's what I got. So
I gotta write this down.
So the first part that you had is there was an old lady who swallowed a peach.
That's right. Now what eats the peach?
Well, here's my thought.
Jesus.
There was an old lady who swallowed a peach. I had to move fast and get my ass out of reach.
No. It has to eat some. Bob. Yeah, the old lady needs to eat something. What does the old lady eat that eats the peach? So, for example, I knew an old lady who swallowed a peach, blah, blah, blah. And then I know an old lady who swallowed a germ. You know, and then the germ eats the peach or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean, anything will eat, swallow a peach, right?
Is that a Bob Barth adage? Bob Barth.
Adage.
I mean, I don't know how much time you've spent in prison, but I will tell you that almost anything will swallow a peach.
I really don't want to know what that
you
means.
The little old lady could swallow a southern gentleman.
Okay, so what is wrong? Okay, I knew an old lady. Okay, she swallows a southern gentleman, but what? Okay, and then what's the next line? Southern. What rhymes with gentleman? See, this is going to be a disaster. Did Bob Barth hang up?
No, I'm here. I'm trying to come up with a rhyme for gentleman.
Let's just say gentleman. I knew an old lady, and she swallowed a gentleman. Oh, man, she swallowed a gentleman. I'm just going to say, oh, man, she swallowed a gentleman.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Bob Barth. That was a good one. I like a human to be in that inside that old lady's stomach.
I like it too.
Okay.
Can we get Jim and talk more about Garfield?
No. That was another show. We can't talk. I just
another
can't
show?
Talk about that is I can't talk about Jim the Poet show. All right, Bob Barth. Thanks so much for starting us off. You know, I like you. Yeah. So, I knew an okay, so ugh. So all right, so we have Peach. We have Gentleman. All right, what eats the gentleman? Caller, line 2.
Hi.
Hi.
Line 2?
Yep, that's you.
Yeah, that's you.
What?
That rhymes.
Okay.
I'm expecting to see that you're playing some polka today.
Wait, is this
at least, like, what, we're a half hour in, you've been playing a half hour polka, right?
Well, yes. I mean, Stashu, you're going to hate me. I forgot to fade up the fader. It's been playing, but I forgot to bring it up.
Oh, I forgive you. It's okay. I couldn't listen in because I was on a boat on Lake Huron.
Oh, okay. Are you lying?
We were just getting back from Mackinac Island, and our mouths are full of fudge.
Mackinac? I feel like I've been to Mackinac. I just feel like I've been there. I might not have been there. Was it nice? Beautiful?
Well, yeah, beautiful. Horse-drawn carriages. I also called to brag about my summer vacation.
All right, what are you having? I know you're like weightlifting. You're doing these weightlifting classes
weightlifting,
or something.
Yep, phlebotomy.
Oh wow.
Weightlifting, fudge eating contests, tuba lessons.
Tuba lessons. Oh, that's gonna be a big
tuba
big hit. All right, so let's just Stashu. I know should people miss you. You know, you're the best. And
I miss them back.
Yeah. So let's just say...
You're amazing on the boards, but you're even better on the mic.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm here to butter you up, Booch.
Right, well, there's a lot of surface area on old Boochie, so you can put a lot of butter in there.
Okay,
Boochie.
Oh, God.
Adage.
All right, so I'm going to say Stashu. The old lady eats Stashu. So I knew an old lady who swallowed a Stashu.
Oh, no.
Cuckoo could chew. She swallowed a Stashu. That's what she did.
And then she went achoo.
Oh, that's better. I knew an old lady who swallowed Stashu. Achoo, she swallowed Stashu. That works.
Did you hear that horn in the background?
No.
That was the boat.
I think that's a sound effect of a boat. Well, Stashu,
It's real life.
Stashu,
real life toots.
Can you give a... Let's do a little boat. Do your boat horn. You're so famous. There you go. One more time, because I want to put some echo on you.
Ready? One.
Go.
Two, three.
All right, Stashu, thanks so much, and we'll talk soon.
Good. All right. For playing all the polkas, and make sure to make it a polka version of the song, the Swallow the Fly song.
In the theme of a polka, in the style of a polka.
Some tuba in there.
But beer bottle polka.
We're talking about the musical production of it. You know, that's the next level.
All right, I'm reading this down. All right, well, all right, maybe we can turn this.
Doing a great job, Bridge.
All right, thank you very much.
Buttering yourself up with all that butter.
All right, bye. I knew an old lady who. Swallowed a peach. And then I knew an old lady who swallowed a gentleman. And then I knew a little lady who swallowed Stashu. She's little in the stomach. Okay, so now we're going to move on. What's the old lady going to eat next? Call you Shigatcha Booch.
Hey, Booch. It's Alex.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Doing great, man. Oh. Listen, I knew this old lady.
That's fine.
She swallowed a mullet.
Okay, she swallowed a mullet.
There it is now, stuck in her gullet.
There you go! That's how you do it, Eric. Or Alex, I'm sorry, Alex. A-L-E-X.
Now you got it.
There you go. Say it again.
I knew an old lady who swallowed a mullet. There it is now, stuck in her gullet.
That's great, Alex, I still have Eric written down. All right, that's perfect. And then, so she swallowed them. Wait, she ate the peach, and then she ate the gentleman to eat the peach. She Stashu ate the gentleman, and then the mullet ate Stashu. That's how it's going.
I like it.
All right, I like it too. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hey, Bucci, how are you?
Here we go. Hey, Franco, how are you doing, sir?
I am so excited.
Oh. Okay. Well, let's just move on from that. So I'm glad to hear of you, from you. How you doing?
I'm great. I've been inside waiting for this minute on the radio when it's the new summer schedule.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it great? So, it's Franco, fun. What is the... I just want to move... we got to know. I really want to know.
Move on.
What does the old lady eat to eat the mullet?
I knew an old lady who swallowed a boat.
Yep.
Then fell backwards into a moat.
Oh, my God. So she swallowed the boat to eat the mullet. She swallowed the mullet to eat Stashu. She swallowed Stashu to eat the gentleman. She swallowed the gentleman to eat the peach.
Yeah.
That's great. Perhaps she'll die. She's definitely going to die.
Oh, God.
Or she's
going to die.
Well, I mean.
That's the whole point, right? She dies.
Well, in some versions of this.
Not eating spiders.
In some versions of these stories, she doesn't die, but in this version, she definitely...
Most people don't eat.
Definitely is going to...
Like mullets and boats. Mullets are a fish, right?
Well, I don't know, actually. Now that I'm thinking about it...
I think they are.
It might be...
No, it is food. It's not a haircut.
Yeah, but it could be the haircut, right?
She ate a haircut off the floor? Well, or she just started chewing on someone's head?
I don't ask those kind of questions.
Okay, I know, that just really clogs up the narrative, right?
Yeah, we don't need to see you N.
It just has to rhyme.
Yes, it does.
Crying out loud.
All right, it rhymed so well, Franco. Thank you so much. 201-209-9368. It's been a minute before I've given out the phone number. 201-209-9368. We are writing the new version of I Know an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly. And remember, folks, as we're talking about all this,
don't swallow Bucci.
Very important. None of these can be... I need to be alive to do this show. That's what Ken said. All right. So let's move on. Call you got Bucci. Hello.
Who's Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, who's my this? My rhyme had to do with you.
What's that?
My rhyme had to do with you.
Okay, what's your name first?
Leo.
Hey, Leo.
Hey.
Hey. So what is the... go ahead. Let's see it.
I knew an old lady who swallowed a Bucci.
Yeah.
Personally, I think she'd rather have sushi.
Bucci.
Well, I said don't swallow Bucci, but
I've been online for like a minute, so.
Okay, so you didn't know. I'm just going to let. Okay, so she swallowed a Bucci, and then what was it? Sushi, something like that?
I think she'd rather have sushi.
Okay, and she swallowed the Bucci to eat the. What did Franco say?
About.
Yes. She swallowed the Bucci to eat the boat. She swallowed the boat to eat the mullet. She swallowed Stasha to eat the gentleman. She swallowed the gentleman to eat the peach. And why did she eat that peach? Why, oh, why? Perhaps she'll die. That's it. Thank you, Leo.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome, too. All right. So we are doing Bucci. No! The ghost! The ghost.
I know an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why
she swallowed a fly.
I know an old lady.
That's enough. 201-209-9368. We're talking about, we're writing the new version of a new one. I know an old lady to swallow a fly. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just Google it or DuckDuckGo it. So 201-209-9368. What does the old lady eat, Lex? She the old lady ate Bucci the last time. Let's go. All right. You know what? I knew an old lady who swallowed her husband's lies for years. I don't know why she swallowed his lies, but she did. It happens to all of us, except Bucci. You know, he was he had all sorts of lies. He told her he was 5'8". He told her he went to UPenn. He'd go away for all these college reunions, 4, 5, 6, 10, 12 year, times a year. He said, oh, I have to have a reunion every 2 months. That's how it goes. Come back with all these, you know, UPenn sweaters and leggings and these UPenn sunglasses that are designed to be worn on the back of your head. You know, it's impossible to wear them on your face. There's no nose bridge. But she was suspicious, and then she found out he was just sitting in his car outside of UPenn and then going to the bookstore. And she said, what are you doing? And he just drove away, and that was the last time she saw him. Caller, you got your Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, how's it going?
Oh, hey, how you doing? Is this Seth?
No, this is Feth.
Oh, Feth? All right, I'll write down Feth. Hey, Feth. So, what does the old lady swallow to eat Bucci? Or eat to eat Bucci? I don't like that word, swallow. I'm using it way too much.
I knew a little lady who swallowed a crucifix because she was feeling a little sick.
I knew an old... You have to say it. I knew an old lady.
She swallowed a crucifix.
Yes.
Because she was feeling a little sick.
I mean, the meter's a little off, but I'll take it. She was sick. So she swallowed the crucifix to eat Bucci. This seems very unlikely. She swallowed Bucci to eat the boat. She swallowed the boat to eat the melon. She swallowed Stasha to eat the gentleman. I lost it. She swallowed the mullet to eat Stasha. She swallowed Stasha to eat the gentleman. She swallowed the gentleman to eat the peach. Why, oh, why did she swallow the peach? Perhaps she'll die. She's definitely going to die. All right. Thanks, Seth. Yeah. Got to move on. I don't have to move on, but if you know that, if you know Feth, you know you have to move on. Yeah, so this old lady was this lady was done with the lies, and she and her friend Christine went out driving around. I don't have a, you know, she's like, I don't know what to do, Christine. This guy, she's like, You don't even need, like, let's just go to the movies. Would you want to see, I saw the TV glow, I heard it's great. Like, oh yeah, let's go to the, you know what, we don't need that guy. You know, our mortgage is all tied up together, but that's fine. And then Christine said, a man is not a financial plan. Old lady, the old lady, Christine didn't know the old lady's name. Caller, you got your boot, she.
Is it me?
Yes, it's you. Hi. Caller
Hi.
Number two. Hey.
I'm Shelby. I'm calling from the UK.
Was it Shelby?
Yeah.
Shelby. All right. Hey, Shelby. Where in the UK are you calling from?
Devon. Where it's raining and it's like 50 degrees. And,
ooh, nice. That sounds great.
11:42. Just about.
11:42 in the AM, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Don't get mad at me. Shelby, don't get mad.
No, we're only 5 hours ahead of
you. Oh, look, I did the math real quick and I came up with the AM. So, all right, you sue me. Shelby, I asked this of all the people I know. You don't sound British, by the way.
No, I'm from the U.S.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, then so Shelby, I know this is an expensive call, so what does the old lady swallow to eat the crucifix? Which is not a Bucci.
Well, I had one for Bucci, but I thought that Dick York could eat the crucifix.
Dick York? You mean from I Dream of
yeah.
Jeannie?
No, Bewitched.
Oh, right. Sorry, Bewitched.
Because I was thinking crucifix, and I didn't want to say Dick. And then I thought Dick York, and that was funnier.
Yes, Dick York. So I knew an old lady who swallowed a crucifix. Where's Dick York pulling the, you know, oh, what a fix. Dick she York swallowed a crucifix. And then she, oh, no, no,
yeah,
lady.
What a dick. He swallowed the crucifix. Dick York.
All right. So wait, I knew an old lady who swallowed Dick York. She didn't even use a fork. She used a fork to eat Dick York. That's it. That's what she
yes!
did. She ate
awesome.
Dick York. She ate yes. Dick York to eat the crucifix. She ate the crucifix to eat Bucci. She ate Bucci to eat the boat. She ate the boat to eat the mullet. She ate the mullet to eat Stasher. She ate the Stasher to eat the gentleman. She ate the gentleman to eat the peach. Why, oh, why'd she eat that peach? She's going to die.
I don't know, because she's a beast.
What's your favorite British television show, Shelby? Is it Jonathan Creek?
Anything with Ricky Gervais, isn't it, basically?
Ugh. All right, Shelby. Thanks so much. I love the Dick. I mean, thank you for bringing Dick York into the show.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, me too. Bye. Ugh, Ricky Gervais. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
You don't recognize who this is?
Oh, wait a minute. Is this Mrs. Bucci?
It is Mrs. Bucci.
MB. Say hi to the Friday night crew. Bucci, Friday nights. Lights Friday on Friday's nights.
Bucci.
Yeah, is Mona still there?
No, she's gone. No, wait. She is. She's standing in the corner watching me. But
hi, Mona.
All right. So, Mrs. Bucci, I would love to talk to you for two more minutes, but I can't. We need to have something that eats Dick York.
Did we say a fork?
No, we don't need something that rhymes with Dick. I already went over this in my email to you, Mrs. Bucci.
I told you this topic was really confused.
No, I feel like there are many people who are not confused. So
I'm a little confused.
Okay, regardless, what does the old lady swallow to eat? Wait, hold on. What does the old lady swallow to eat Dick York? Mrs. Bucci.
I don't know. What about, like, Brett Michaels?
Another person. Okay, I swallowed. Okay, so the old lady swallowed. She's eating a lot of men, which is, you know, no problem.
Maybe she's like a cool, like, badass lady.
Okay, don't say bad on the air. So.
Okay, she's just an ass.
Oh my God, that's worse somehow. What does Brett. Okay, I knew an old lady who swallowed Brett Michael. What rhymes with Michael?
Probably like cycle.
All right, I knew an old lady.
How about I know an old lady who swallowed Brett Michaels.
Yeah.
Miraculously, somehow, it leveled out her cycle.
Sure. She leveled out her cycles. She ate Brett Michaels to eat Dick York. She ate Dick York to eat a crucifix. She ate the crucifix to eat a boat. She ate the boat to eat the mullet. She ate the mullet to eat Stasher. She ate Stasher to eat the gentleman. She ate the gentleman to eat the peach. Why, oh, why does she eat the peach? She's going to die. Thanks, Mrs. Bucci. I'll see you in a couple years. Bye. You hear that? The old lady is like, the old lady's getting hungry. Just as long as you,
don't swallow Bucci.
Oh no, I've been swallowed!
And the old lady's stomach.
I'm in the sky! No!
I knew an old lady.
All right, I'm out. I'm out of the stomach. Oh, that was scary for a second. Just for a second. Call you a Bucci.
Oh, what up, Bucci?
Hey, Double G. Downtown Double G, to use That's your right. Christian and your other name. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right, you know, man.
It's a little weird calling you on Friday, because I usually call Tucci on Friday.
Yeah, yeah, that Stanley Tucci impersonator that you're best friends with or trying to be best friends with?
I mean, you know, we call each other once a week.
Yeah, do you make pasta together?
I only save that for us.
That was a rhetorical question. All right, Ziggy, what does the old lady swallow to eat Bret Michaels? And it can't be a human. It has to be something else.
I knew an old lady who swallowed a cactus. Everyone knew this was not standard practice.
All right, she swallowed a cactus. Everyone knew that it was not standard practice. She swallowed the cactus to eat Bret Michaels. She swallowed Bret Michaels to eat Dick York. She swallowed Dick York to eat the boat. She swallowed the boat to eat the mullet. She swallowed the mullet to eat Stashu, all the way up to the peach. Thanks, that's great. You're a rhymer. You're a real rhymer.
I used to hang out with the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, well, which one? You God?
No.
The whole clan?
Raekwon the Chef.
Raekwon the Chef, huh? I'm a You God man. Master Killer.
Killer bees on the tack, Booch.
I know. You don't need to tell me that. All right, see you, buddy. Buddy. That's a funny old word, buddy. Call Igabuchi.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Oh, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Fine. That's good.
All right. Mike, I knew an old lady who swallowed a Honda. My neighbor Sharonda was driving that Honda.
Great. My neighbor Sharonda was driving that Honda. She swallowed the Honda to eat the cactus. She swallowed the cactus to eat Bret Michaels. She swallowed the Bret Michaels to eat Dick York. She swallowed Dick York to eat the crucifix. She swallowed the crucifix to eat Bucci. She swallowed Bucci to eat the boat. She swallowed the boat to eat the mullet. She swallowed the mullet to eat Stashu. She swallowed the Stashu to eat the gentleman. She swallowed the gentleman to eat what?
Was it a peach?
That's right. It was a peach. And you know what also is a peach? This call. I gotta go. Lots of eating. All right, we're moving on. Stop! Oh, these drops just go on their own. They're just really going off the range now these days. Call Igabuchi.
Hey, Bucci, is Evan there?
Evan who? Funk Davies?
Yeah, that was his air horn.
Oh, was it? Yeah, well, you know, he doesn't own air horns. Sorry, Evan. What?
He's got a big party going on Friday, though.
I know.
How are you feeling? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling fine. How are you feeling? That's more important.
Oh, I'm feeling
or
great.
Equally important. All right, hey, so Zachary, what does the old lady swallow to eat? Oh, my God. What does she eat? Oh, the Honda.
A Honda. Well, the only thing they can, a donkey.
Okay, she swallowed it. Yeah, you know what? Donkeys love Hondas. I think it's just that.
They do.
They just love the bumpers and it's that rubbery bumper. Is that a douchey adage? No. All right, so she swallowed.
Yeah, especially Hondas before mid-90s. Oh, man.
Yeah, because they were svelte, not like these massive Hondas that you have right now.
Know.
My nieces are driving around. Okay, so Zach, what is. Okay, so she swallowed a. What did you say again?
A donkey. A donkey.
So what is the rhyme?
She ate it so fast, her stomach felt a bit wonky.
Yeah, that's good.
We're
it's a lot of syllables, but yeah, absolutely. That thing is going plop in her stomach. Thanks, Zach. Wait, hold on. Hey. She swallowed the donkey. I can do this off the air. She swallowed the donkey to eat the Honda. She swallowed the Honda to eat the cactus. She swallowed the cactus to eat Bret Michaels. She swallowed Bret Michaels to eat Dick York. She swallowed Dick York to eat the crucifix. If you ever saw Bewitched, Dick York always had a crucifix in his mouth. She swallowed the crucifix to eat Bucci. She swallowed Bucci to eat the boat. Swallowed the boat to eat the mullet. She swallowed the mullet to eat Stashu. Swallowed Stashu to eat the gentleman. She swallowed the gentleman to eat the peach. But why, oh, why did she eat that peach? Perhaps she'll die. 201-209-9368. We got 7 more minutes. This lady's stomach is not full. Call it Igabuchi.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, is this Hero?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Hero. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm fine. You doing all right? What are your Friday night plans? Drag racing?
I don't know yet. I haven't planned that out.
What do you do on a Friday? You watch a movie? You go to a movie or something?
Oh, you know, usual days.
Sure.
Play.
All right,
go around.
Cool. Looking forward to the weekend?
Yep.
Okay, it was sort of a rhetorical question. All right, Hero, what does the old lady, that old lady, that darn old lady, swallow? I really got to stop saying swallow. To eat the donkey.
I knew an old lady who swallowed a cup for her sup.
I knew an old lady who swallowed a cup. It was for her sup. I'm just going to add a couple more syllables in there for you, Hero. That was great.
Yeah.
It was sup, meaning supper, right? It's like street slang for supper. Okay, got it. All right. I don't know this generation alpha terminology, so you're going to have to bear with me. All right. So she swallowed the cup to eat the donkey. She swallowed the donkey to eat the Honda. She swallowed the Honda to eat the cactus. She swallowed the cactus to eat Bret Michaels. She swallowed Bret Michaels to eat Dick York. Hero, do you know who Dick York is?
No.
Oh, you're in for a treat. Google him. She swallowed the Dick York to eat the crucifix. She swallowed the crucifix to eat the boat. No, Bucci. She swallowed Bucci to eat the boat. Bucci loves boats. She eats the boat to eat the mullet. She eats the mullet to eat the Stashu. I think it is the haircut. And then she swallowed Stashu to eat the gentleman. Stashu, you know, she's like, every gentleman she sees, you know, just she lives on the blood of gentlemen. And then she swallowed the gentleman to eat the peach. But why, oh, why does she eat the peach, Hero? It's the mystery of the hour.
She eats the peach.
It was in her reach to eat the peach.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just peaches all over this old lady. But she might die, though. I hope she doesn't, because I'm getting to like this old lady.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, me too. All right, Hero.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great evening and Saturday. Saturday and Sunday. I hope Hero watches the new Lance Armstrong documentary on Netflix. That guy is a freak. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah,
you got big shoes to fill.
I know. And a big dress to fill and a big hat to fill and a big everything to fill.
That's right.
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah. This is Annie.
Hey, Annie. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Me too. So, Annie, what does the old lady swallow to eat the, or let's just say eat. What does the old lady eat to eat the cup?
All right, the old lady eats a good show.
Okay.
In the hopes that her fan base will grow.
So the old lady has a show. What does she do? She's not going to threaten Bucci's show, is she?
Well, maybe.
All right, I'll allow
with
it.
With the half-hour monologue, maybe.
Booch.
All right, so she swallowed the show to eat the cup. She swallowed the cup to eat the donkey. She swallowed the donkey to eat Honda. She swallowed the Honda to eat the cactus. She swallowed Bret Michaels to eat Dick York. She swallowed York to eat the crucifix, and on until the peach, right?
Oh, yep.
Delicious,
the sweet
right?
Peach pit.
All right. Well, yep. You know, you got to be careful with those. You know, you'll die. All
right.
Bye, bye, Annie. Bye, 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 Annie. I think Annie was stabbing old Bucci in the neck with that call. It seems like She was a little upset. But, you know, I'm all your stuff. I love that. I love the Dance With Me family. So I hope everyone can, you know, have a good time. You know, not as a good time as you had on the Stashu show, but like a, you know, a fairly, a, an approximation of a good time. Caller, you got Bucci.
Oh, hi.
Hey, who's this?
Hi, Bucci.
Hey, who's this? How you doing?
Hi, Deanna.
Hey, Deanna. Right. So, Deanna, what does the old bat eat to eat the show? The
well,
show.
Well, I just wanted to put just present a new angle. I mean, it's we've already been talking all this time about what she swallows and eats.
Yes.
But, like, what about the fact that they wiggle and jiggle inside her? Nobody's. You haven't even.
Yeah. Well, you know what though? That's an excellent point, Deanna. But we've not. She hasn't eaten anything that does wiggle. Right?
Well, a donkey would wiggle.
No. That thing kicks and screams.
I think Dick York would wiggle and jiggle.
Yeah, he might. Yeah,
so,
that guy.
I just want you to look at it from all angles.
That's true.
You know?
That's a fine angle.
That's an important part of it, that it wiggles and jiggles.
Well, but you have to be, but to be fair, the only thing that wiggles and jiggles inside the old lady in the original book is a spider.
Oh.
Yeah. Not everything wiggles and jiggles.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Like she eats a bird, but the bird doesn't wiggle. She eats the horse. I mean, oh. But the horse doesn't wiggle. That's the thing that finally kills her in the original story.
I guess that's the part I remembered.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much, Deanna. That's great.
Okay.
All right. We're almost done. One more time. She. Wait. Did Annie give us an answer? She didn't give us an answer. She was just talking about wiggling. All right. You know what she didn't swallow? I can't do this whole thing. She didn't swallow WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online and all the time at WFMU.org. This is the first show. I hope everyone had a regular time, not too crazy. Up next is Put the Needle on the Record with my man Billy Jam. Remember, until next time, who listens to Bucci? You do, Chi.